a word for you from 1 Corinthians 3, verses 1 to 3. And I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual people, but as to carnal, as to babes in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with solid food, for until now you were not able to receive it. And even now you are still not able, for you are still carnal. For where there are envy, strife, and divisions amongst you, are you not carnal and behaving like mere men? We have spiritual diseases in our churches today. Sleeping sickness, locked jaw, amnesia, deafness, blindness, lameness, spinelessness, and scurvy, due to a lack of spiritual meat as found in the Bible, and a lack of spiritual fruit and vegetables, faith and obedience, and an over-dependence upon spiritual ice cream, like blessings and sweets or benefits. These spoiled, undernourished, self-indulgent believers develop a scurvy that rots away their spiritual life. And then there's spinelessness. There is an incredible lack of moral backbone amongst all too many. Instead of being evangelicals, they act like evangelical fish, filleted of spine, without backbone. These spiritual jellyfish do not stand for the principles of Scripture. And if we do not stand for something, we fall for anything. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth. Then there are those with lameness. There are lame disciples who experience some inexplicable paralysis of the legs when there's any activity to be undertaken in God's kingdom. Where Jesus leads, they do not follow. But the Bible says, whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself, let him take up his cross, let him follow me. The scriptural cure for all spiritual diseases is a healthy dose of daily obedience to the Word of God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. We must love the Lord, our God, with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our mind, and with all of our strength. We need to be wholehearted Christians, not half-hearted or heartless. And lean not on your own understanding. We must never trust in just what we think we know. We are not to follow our heart, we are to follow the conviction of the Holy Spirit as our conscience is captive to the Word of God. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. We need to put first things first, Bible before breakfast, Scripture before supper, humble prayer, seeking God's guidance through diligent study of God's Word before making any decisions.